I'd like to call this short session of the County Commission meeting to order this Thursday, July 7th, 2011. For some business before we begin, BOE. Nikki, we'll start with you.
I would like to have posted for Monday CenturyLink maintenance agreement. Also, I would like to send this to our attorney to have him review it this week. And I need your permission to have him review it.
Okay.
So we'll put that on for Monday. Randy Hayes has requested contract agreement for Great River on Protem and Cedar Creek low water structure. Can I go ahead and send that and do it on Monday?
Yep.
Okay. Last week we talked about Ms. Brenda Riddell. She would like to speak with you. She's with Galt Properties. It's at Cedar Point. She's referring to the road name as Lake Drive. She stated there's incorrect direction on the plat.
That's something that she needs to visit with P&Z director. She can talk to us all she wants to. It doesn't have anything
right.
to do with us. It's got to go before the P&Z board for a...
I can contact Mr. Ashley and
yes.
let him know I'll be setting that up.
And you might tell him to contact Eddie Coxey for background.
Okay.
You might also want to prep...
That may be Commissioner Straffis.
This is Ron.
Gentlemen, I have Commissioner Jim Straffis on the phone for you.
Hello.
Now, Jim, we can hear you.
I'm calling with a steamroller that's Forsyth is driving down the highway. So, no, I take it back. The county's driving it down the highway. We're going 1 mile an hour.
Are you calling to tell me you're going to be a bit late, Jim?
I'm calling you to say, let's start the meeting without me, and I'll just listen in.
We're in process of going through agenda review at this time.
I'll just listen in. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nikki. Oh, let me follow up, Bob, with... that particular person, you might also give Bob a little heads up since that's been a long lingering discussion.
Yes.
And so that he'll be briefed before he has that discussion with her.
Correct.
Thank you. Nothing at this time.
No.
Okay. Just hang on to it.
No.
Okay. I believe that's all I have as far as requests go for Monday. Is there anything that you're requesting to be placed on the agenda for Monday?
We need to discuss or have a short session with Bob Ashley.
Okay.
And Bob was in here just a minute ago and talking to me personally about moving forward with different aspects for and on behalf of the flood victims. And I think a follow-up discussion either this Monday or the following Monday, or on, are we also, no, we're... We're scheduled BOE early on Thursday, aren't we? 9 o'clock. Let me grab my...
I believe so.
Not next week.
It would almost have to be. I wouldn't mind having a few...
Next week.
Yeah, that's with Bob on Monday.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jim?
I did. I mean, I just... Yeah, same deal. I just would like to make sure Ron and Bob are talking, Ron Erickson and Bob are talking and moving forward with you know, what's their plan to get this thing started?
I spoke with Mr. Erickson this morning, and I asked if he would get in touch with Mr. Ashley today, and I spoke with Mr. Ashley and asked if he would get in touch with Mr. Erickson today. So the two of them are going to get together, and we're going to begin that process. But I thought following that process, it would be good for us to have a few minutes on Monday.
I think that'd be good. I'd also like to hear from Bob at that point about, since we're moving that, the Monday's meeting for the P&Z hearing is going to be moved, just want to make sure he's got all the logistics figured out, so it wouldn't be bad for us to have that discussion on Monday.
Are we going to be able to get that done in 15 minutes, or do we need a half an hour?
I think a half hour is better. If we have the time, I'd rather 30 minutes.
I can arrange that. How would you like it titled?
Planning and zoning is all it needs.
Planning and zoning
just
work
P&Z.
Session.
Yep, P&Z work session. And I didn't hear the very beginning, I apologize. Did we have any time to talk about, we have a couple vacancies still at the county, and I didn't know if we were going to have any time to talk about next steps with some of the resumes we've got.
We actually, on the agenda this morning, have a brief discussion of county positions, so let's bring it up at that time, Jim.
Okay.
Anything else for the agenda on Monday?
Do we need any time with our attorneys? I mean, we can't go 30 days without seeing them. Do we need to block a little time?
I can schedule. There is time.
Based on their availability, but I think that it's crucial that we do.
If we could squeeze the vacant time we have with the attorneys, that would be good.
Okay.
That's my thought.
No, we've got too many issues we need to talk with them about, Jim, so we need to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to get that scheduled on Monday.
I have in front of me the HPRP quarterly report. I did have in front of me. And what that is just the quarterly report. It's been approved on a monthly basis. And I have, in fact, signed that just for mention. And next issue is Lookout Acres contract. Travis?
You have a copy of it right there.
It's just the contract with Rosetta Construction to get started on phase one of Lookout Acres. The sewer board signed it. I think there was some bit debate as to whether you guys needed to sign it or not. But
we're just signing this.
We're going to go ahead and, on behalf of the county, I'll go ahead and sign it, even though we are in the process of doing something different with the sewer district. But is this something that needs to be done by vote, Dan?
Yes, probably.
Yeah. If one of you would make
voted
a motion
already to award the bid to Rosetta.
I'm sorry?
You voted already to award the bid, so I don't know.
I'm asking what their procedure is for the signage of a contract, and whether I think it's just administrative, but
we've already placed a vote on it. It's whatever you want to do. If you guys want to just be
let's just be going to be cautious and vote on it, Danny.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Motion to approve the
second
Lookout Acres contract.
Second by Jim.
Motion's been made and seconded, allowing me the ability to sign the agreement with Lookout Acres as presented. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Did you say there's four signatures?
Yep.
How close are you, Jim?
I'm within 5 minutes.
So you're still the other side of Branson?
Tap at 160. Wasn't that the popular one?
Sounds familiar.
Thank you, sir. Very quickly, we made a motion that the county come in line with Missouri statutes regarding the fees that... You're aware? We made a motion bringing the county in line with what the statutes provided for fees to be paid for planning and zoning board positions, but we did not address Board of Adjustments. And while I think the statutes are silent on Board of Adjustments, they're part of P&Z as they oversee what's happening, and we had chatted briefly about establishing that at the same amount. One of you gentlemen would make a motion so to do, we can take care of this business.
Motion to set BOA fees in line or with the P&Z commissioner fees.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the fees paid to BOA members to the same guidelines as are utilized by planning and zoning board members. Discussion?
Yes, I'd like for you to state that that is statutory requirement for this P&Z adjustment that we're making.
Missouri law provides that they will not be paid over $25 for that position, and that is to include mileage. Well, I don't agree with the amount that's been established. That is what the law provides, and if that's the statement that you wanted.
That's exactly the reason I wanted it.
We're doing it to come into compliance with Missouri law. Is there any discussion, further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Last item of business, gentlemen, is discussion of existing county positions or unfilled, I should say, vacancies of county positions. One in particular, I was the one that asked for this to be placed. I think that we need to take a serious look at the position that falls within the Department of Economic Development for Grants Administration. Not that we have to do that, obviously, today, but I think that if you gentlemen will start looking and let's discuss sometime in the near future those positions, that it's my hope that we can move forward with that position, because every day we're missing out on opportunities to bring additional revenues, I believe, into the county.
I would like to pursue the... I think we have all the resumes in now. I'd like to pursue the HR position, get it filled out, the improvements on the handbook that need to be made, and get it filled next week if at all possible.
Nikki, what do we have time on Monday? I mean, obviously 15 minutes is not enough to discuss it, but I think what we're hearing is that we want to move forward with these resumes we've got. I think we've got some really good applicants for the various positions, but I think it's going to take a couple steps. Us going through the resumes and narrowing down the list for each, the Office of Economic Development, the HR. I mean, we even also have a road and bridge administrator resumes. So do we have time on Monday?
Looks like it. There are a couple items that I have to place. How long are we talking to discuss this?
Why don't we back our timetable up for Monday, because we're crowding in Board of Equalization, obviously. We're beginning at 1 o'clock on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Start commission an hour earlier.
Start at 8? That'd be fine. And what
is that all right?
Yeah.
And because some of the positions are going to be potentially, we have some applicants from employees. We want to make sure we're around executives. Since we are employees, we can discuss some applicants around the executive, too. So
may go into executive.
Exactly. So if we want to tie it with the attorney time also, that way we just go into executive at one time and we just break it down from that perspective. But I'd like to have at least a 30-minute discussion.
I think that's good on the two. I would like to put the road and bridge superintendent, which we had a lot of applicants come in late because of the MoDOT layoffs. When I say late, later in the time frame that we had scheduled.
Right.
Numerous ones of those to look at. I would like to put that off till the following week and actually put in a work session on that entire thing.
So you want to talk about the OED grants person and the HR director?
HR, and then
grants.
Yeah, because we don't have time to do all three of them Monday.
Okay, that'd be fine. Just we'll focus on those two and just go through the resumes, and I'll come and be. I guess the fastest way is if we would all go through the resume pile individually, come up with four or five of our choices for each position. That way, we can narrow it down from there.
Right, and I have went through those resumes, but there's been several more came through, so it's changed my position on different ones. So
we'll be my top. So that'd be fine. 30 minutes on Monday would be great on those two, and we'll make sure that we go through and have resumes.
So that's Road and Bridge will be later, but Monday will be the other two.
I apologize for being redundant. We're going to start commission an hour early at 8:00.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about these existing vacancy positions and then go into potentially executive session with council at that time?
No, however she works it out.
Depends on what time there.
The council's available.
Well, okay. My thinking initially was that we would do the entire opening of county commission.
At 8?
At 8. So that, therefore, whatever we have at 9, we could just be an extension and we could use more time if we want for council. If
so you want to start your preliminary study at 8:00?
I would suggest earlier. I think we need to start county commission at 8:00. Call to order,
so
prayer.
7:30, we'll start the preliminary.
And then that opens your ability to book more time because the 9:00, okay. Is that all right?
Fine.
It's just we're so crowded for time right now with BOE all month.
Right.
Okay.
Gentlemen, are there any other items we need to discuss this morning before we adjourn County Commission until Monday? Thank you, Nikki. Nikki, I'm not sure what this is.
I think it's supposed to
be
going to IT tomorrow.
Okay. It was just laying up here.
Nope. Motion to adjourn commission.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn regular county commission meeting till Monday morning. Preliminary session at 7:30. Regular session to begin at 8:00. Discussion? There is no discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And we will convene at 9:00 with BOE.